Some of you guys have asked me on YouTube a question on one of my videos. So what is the difference between a reverse proxy and a load balancer? I attempt to answer this question in this episode coming up. Hey guys, it's Hussein. Before we jump to the podcast, I just want to share with you some exciting news. I just published my new Kindle book on November 18th titled Learn GIS Programming with ArcGIS Online and the JavaScript API 4.9. That's the latest and greatest shiniest stuff. Been working on this book for 6 months and I'm so excited that it's finally done and it's there. This book is designed for entry-level developers who are interested in building web applications on top of the ArcGIS Online with the JavaScript API. You don't have to have programming knowledge, or you just have to have like very, very basic programming knowledge. This book is written for Linux, Windows, and Mac users. Check it out. It will mean the world to me. Thank you very much. Check it out. www.husseinnasser.com. I'm going to put it in the description in the podcast. And with that said, let's get on with the show. What's up, y'all? This is your host, Hussein Nasser from iGeometry, where we discuss software engineering. By example, reverse proxy was designed for to do many things, right? And one small thing of the applications that a reverse proxy can be used is a load balancer, right? So you can think, in a nutshell, a load balancer is a special case of the reverse proxy. But the reverse proxy concept itself is very broad. Okay, so that's the first thing you have to think about. Reverse proxy was first generated, or first created as a concept as a firewall, so to protect internal traffic. So what is a reverse proxy? So we can just start with the definition. Reverse proxy, it's something that is a software that sits on a server and clients send requests to this server, and that server then directs traffic to internal servers, to internal traffic, right? Without the client knowing which is the destination server that is actually serving the request. Does that make sense? So that's essentially, in a nutshell, what a reverse proxy is. The proxy, on the other hand, is the server doesn't know which client is connecting to. We discussed this in another video called Proxy versus Reverse Proxy. Check it out on my YouTube channel. Actually, just type in YouTube Proxy versus Reverse Proxy. I think I'm one of the first or second result there. It's a very popular video there. So in general, so that's the reverse proxy. And you get a lot of benefits with implementation of the reverse proxy. The first thing is load balancing, and load balancer is just a byproduct. You can implement a reverse proxy as a load balancer. Okay, you can also implement it as a caching mechanism, where if clients request the same thing from multiple servers, there will be no way to centralize place to cache this information. But with the reverse proxy, if you go to a certain page like my blog, HusseinNasser.com, right? You go to a reverse proxy, and that reverse proxy will hit one of the servers that host my blogger app or WordPress app, right? So we'll have like three servers, okay? The reverse proxy can decide, hey, you know what? Let me start caching this information on myself here. So next time another client calls for that piece, we don't have to go to the internal traffic and actually hit the database and pull that information. We just cache that. And a lot of cloud providers do that, like Cloudflare and Google Cloud. They do this. I think they call them service workers. They cache this information in the servers. And so you don't have to actually go to that physical server and pull the static information, especially it's great if it's static. If it's dynamic, they have this more dynamic service workers where you can implement applications. We're going off topic, guys. We're going off topic, but just, that's a general idea. So caching, web acceleration, it's very critical for a reverse proxy. That's one application of a reverse proxy. Another thing is protection of the security, if you think about it, right? So if you have like an internal traffic and it's like, I don't know, government protected, whatever, DMZ, right, delimitarized, and you don't want external traffic to know what is the internal implementation and the server names and all that garbage exposed, right? You don't want your dirty laundry exposed to the outside world, so you use a reverse proxy, right? So you can see that the reverse proxy, you can even hit a firewall there, and you don't have to use any security internally. You can use pure HTTP within your internal traffic, and you'll be kind of protected if you think about it. You can only use security and SSL on the outside, right? Client to your reverse proxy, but internal, you can just use vanilla HTTP, so which you don't have to do encryption, you don't have to do that, so that's faster results and faster computation. The third one is actually load balancing. If you think about it, if I hit a server, if a client makes a request to the reverse proxy, you can think about, okay, how can I balance this request, right? So you start putting state information in your load balancer, in your reverse proxy, saying that reverse proxy now knows, hey, server one is currently executing a request. It's been, I don't know, like three seconds executing this request so far. The server two is executing five jobs. I don't know. So like you can kind of keep track of the load between all these servers, and then thus load balancers are essentially stateful, if you think about it, right? So that now every request that comes, the load balancer, based on the algorithm that you define, there is a lot of algorithm. The dumbest and the simplest is just round robin, just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just round robin those requests. That works a lot of the time, but you can just do like different algorithm, computer sciencey stuff, right? But that's in general. You can inject knowledge in your load balance, in your reverse proxy, about your internal traffic, and smartly direct traffic between different servers, thus load balance them. Okay, does that make sense? So a load balancer is just one application of a reverse proxy, right? A reverse proxy, a load balancer is a reverse proxy, but a reverse proxy does not have to be a load balancer. Whoa, that was a long answer just for a short. I should have just said that, right, guys? I let you in. All right, guys, that is it for me. I'm in Texas now for a conference, GeoConnects here. I'll go back to California Wednesday, I think. So I have a few minutes to edit, so I record videos. I have a lot of other content, guys, for you. I hope you check them out. Check out my blog, HusseinNasser.com/blog. I'm started posting a lot of cool stuff there. I'm writing a story right now, like a kind of mini novel or story about software engineering. So it's kind of fun. Doing these podcasts, doing YouTube, writing a new book, which will come very, very soon. All right, guys. You guys stay awesome. I'm gonna see you in the next one. This is your host, Hussein Nasser, signing out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.